Begin the card of sechta b'sar neflam hey begin on the base begin the twist and also begin with the gemara may peris and machmitz the fruit juices they do not cause something to ferment to become chametz. Shesh explains this concept where it sounds like that hainu l'schayif karis. It means to say that there's no chametz in regard to be liable for karis. Can mean behead like the gemara says explicitly in chayim l'chametz karis not liable for its chametz karis, of which there's different levels in chametz. Avalav is there. But there is a negative prohibition, like we find in chametz nigdash. There's certain types of chametz that there's no karis, but there's a punishment of a lav. Sounds like, but there's still a negative prohibition. Later on says in lashon v'yayin v'shem and d'bashi, you cannot knead the dough with wine, oil, and honey. And if you did knead it to serve me out, you burn it right away. So you see that you got to burn it because it's chametz. Say you could eat it. Because they hold that you could safeguard it from becoming chametz like other doughs. But everyone agrees that it could technically become chametz. You could just safeguard it that it doesn't. Now, so says because it's difficult. Come on, because the Gemara later on the Mem Amud Aleph. Maskin the Gemara concludes regarding the flour, which was grinded from roasted wheat kernels, which one should not do that on Pesach, because although it doesn't become chametz, but we're concerned you might not really roast it so well. Now, Abu may pay shari, but the Gemara says, but regarding fruit juice, is that permitted? Because the may pay same chametz, because fruit juice do not become chametz. Mashman the shari in the Gemara sounds like we totally permitted. And the chametz pesha ben tamzut tremen tam explains the chametz called like fruit juices do not cause it to become chametz at all. But the amatis of miyad in this that the Gemara tells later on that you have to burn it right away. That is kashim in my mind. That's when you mix water with the fruit juices. Ah, the asmaras is lachmitz, and it causes it to become chametz a little bit faster because it's not only fruit juices. But ho amar, and this is what we said: the imbem curse that there's no curse of a lavis, but there is going to be negative prohibition. Alaychdlus, but truvus man, when there's no mixture of water at all, kugoyin yain b'chametz b'shamay peres like just wine and vinegar or other fruit juices, shor legamri, it's totally permitted. Chemuch b'sev kol menachas b'ismatzes sotus abis nigbar menachas b'manzayin b'base. The Gemara says Ashat Ekrivu. It says regarding the menachas that which you're going to sacrifice, l'rabba is what's Ashat Ekrivu. Rabba's menachas nesachon lechim is to come and include the menachas, the flower libations for the halachas of chim. It's forbidden to bring that mincha also as chametzik has to be only non chametzik. That's the Rebbe's Segalut. But Baruch the Gemara asks menachas nesachim. It's not like a regular mincha which is like a baked good. May parents hands, may with fruit juice, the Vemachmitz does not cause any chametz. Amar Mashlakish, Amar Bi'is, he says, yeah, but Minchas Nesachim, Megabla B'mayim B'Hikshar, you could, technically, if you want to, have these Mincha libations be mixed with water, and it's going to be valid, then it can become chametz because they have water mixed with the fruit juices, and therefore we have to tell you that that would be forbidden because of Halacha of Chimetz. Says Taisis, Vashta, now, Isak, Daitach, Reshlakish, Rabbi Yechon, and Mari Hachim, B'mayim Kla, if you would think our Gemara, with Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechon, that door talk might be here, that it can become chametz even without water, at least for a lav, even though there's no karas. Vafalachi, and therefore, even so, karas like a malkas, that there's no karas, but there's going to be malkas, the chametz like shahab, because this was is like an inferior type of chametz. So, am I, it's really my husband, my wife, the Gemara, they have to tell us to answer the question, what mechas the sagam, how does it become when you mix it with water? But like even my name, it's so crab, what do you mean without mixing with water? You need a pasuk, shalit, type of chametz, you shouldn't make it chametz, type of chametz like because it's still going to be the inferior type of chametz. Chametz like shah, pasal mincha, says chametz like shah is invalid from the Gemara says, "Seer der Yehuda," which is a type of a dough which has certain cracks like the horns of a locust. Der Yehuda, according to Yehuda, the pasal lemanachis, although according to Yehuda, does not consider that as chametz, but it's still being valid for manachis because it's still the Torah tells you matzatia, which that we see that it's still chametz naisha, and therefore we see that that would be invalid for manachis. Elavada rather says, obviously, hechad like a mayim, obviously that without water in the machmas kal doesn't make chametz at all. Because if we make it at least in the chametz naisha, then that itself would be. You wouldn't have to say mix it with water. Obviously, without water, it does not make chametz at all. Now, because the Rashba, it's difficult to the Rashba, because the chametz adoimi, regarding this adoimi vinegar, choshev limperke lo ibn the Gemara says, leiron avanim gilim rab. Chametz dogun gamal de tarayv is that this is a chametz of pure grain through a mixture. And although there's no karis, but there's going to be a lav. On that, the question is, the Gemara explains, what is this adami vinegar? That they put in barley, pirsh, that they put the barley into wine so that it ferments very well. You told me about fruit juices, which is what vinegar is, does not ferment. Even if you put water with them, which we just explained could become, but I can't allow the chametz mixture. That's only going to make it interfere to chametz, which is not bonafide chametz. So why do we say over there that's a chametz gummer with the mixture with that tarivus? So now I'm reading. He says, "Shasarim, no, those barley sharim b'mayim koid mishabesim b'yayin. They would first soak that barley in water before they put it into wine, and that's why it would be tarivus of chametz gum." Now, b'may beit and nistabek Rashi regarding egg water, Rashi is in doubt, and that is ichash may peris alo. Is that considered fruit juices or not? And the reason why he's in debate is lefish on the roim sheisa nasa ava behen yosim b'mayim. We see that the dough becomes thicker than more than water. So there, it's not like a regular dough with fruit juices. Maybe here we would become chametz thick. Now, Rabbeinu Tam noig had to be done, although the Rashi was in doubt, Rabbeinu Tam ruled that it's permissible. And b'ho yinoig lechol b'erev Pesach, and that was his custom. He would eat on erev Pesach achar arba shayis after 4 hours. We're not allowed to eat chametz anymore. He would eat ugush and elisha b'vayim, a dough that was kneaded with eggs. But the green Yerushalmi, this that Yerushalmi says, oich matzah b'erev Pesach, a different problem with what Rabbeinu Tam did, that whoever eats matzah b'erev Pesach couldn't zman before the time of the Seder night kilaboy l'arusas b'beis chametz. It's like as if he's being intimate with the woman he's engaged to in his father-in-law's house, meaning to say it's premature. But that's only matzah that you can fulfill your halachic obligation. But bezu matzah shiri, since it's made with eggs, it's what's called the wealthy matzah, which is not the lechmani. And therefore, that's not a problem. And again, it's not a problem according to Rabbeinu Tam, either that of chametz. Ketanek says matzah that begins with the gemara yitzim b'dimai, that you can fulfill your matzah obligation with the matzah of dimai. Which Mesubek read, the reason doubt, if you want to say that the words that we use was yitze, which sounds like dafka diya, but that's only after the fact. Because I mean, like we say, because not really, you can't really eat the mai. It's only hayilu mafkal nixa b'chazda. Only if you would make it own your all your properties hefker, then it would be fit for you. But become my dad lemafkal, but still he wasn't mafkal. Therefore, it would sound like only after the fact. It won't be the evid. One could fulfill with the mai or inam, or we could say it the other way. Yitze mafkal nixa, you can fill your obligation even initially. Hayil b'shar lanim, since it's permitted carte blanche for paupers. So then, b'chilis matzah, namenik achilis anis. It's called lechemayni, the matzah. And therefore, to the contrary, it's the poor man's bread, which all poor men could eat demai, and therefore maybe like a tchili could be yetzah with demai. Ketanek says the matzah begin with the gemara achsanya. The Mishnah said that we could feed achsanoim demai, which is, you could feed the soldiers in the city demai. So Taisa says, mefarish b'shamim, the shamim says nachim. It's only non-Jewish soldiers, but the Jewish soldiers, one should not feed demai. Next is about to begin with the Gemara, Shechil Agabi Karka, where the Gemara says, and this that we said in the Mishnah, that you don't fulfill your matz obligation with Hekdash that wasn't redeemed. It means it wasn't redeemed halachically, meaning although you did it, but you did it on Algav Karka, in exchange for land. The Rahman Amma, but that's like, so the Torah tells you, no, we have to give money, and if it was not a bona fide pigeon, which Taisa explains, from where do we know this, that you cannot redeem with land? Says Taisa's name, it's a wonder. Because ikesem ashle davka, it says venosim kesem. Okay, so if money sounds like specific, so nimich of a kesem, we should exclude even something that's worth money, if it's not literally money. But we know that you could do money or even shav a kesem. But beilaf miyashiv, and if we learn out from yashiv, which are different pasuk kesem yishal abalav, which we learn above a kama, the shav a kesem kekesem, that something is worth money is like money too. Nafal karka namin, and even land should also be included to be able to do a chil. Where do you see an exclusion specifically of karka? So Benir Luri, it seems to the read, Yalfina Mechalal Pradikal. We learn from a Klal Pradikal. Because it says, V'yosef HaMishtei Sa'i Klal, that you should add on the fifth, which is what we're talking about when you do a pidyon of Hekdash. You should add on the fifth, that just says in general. Kesev, when it says you should give money, that's product specific. For Kamloy, then it's going to be his. Again, Chazav HaKal, again, it's a general statement. So you do a Klal Pradikal. Maha Prad Mefur is just like the specific that was mentioned, Dabba Metal Dabba Guv Mamachulu, something that can be moved and it's intrinsically worth money. That includes anything that Shavu Kesef to. Yatsu Karkosim, but the Mishnah says, and excludes land and slaves and documents, which are not things either of that are movable or they don't intrinsically have a value of money. And the Mukham Perik, yes, Bechayr, Bechayr, Zavn, and Alvim, and Alvim, that the Mishnah tells us, we cannot redeem a firstborn. Loi Bavadim, labor stores, Loi Kukurz, Loi Bekadashis. Not with slaves, not with documents, not with land, not with Hektish. Mepharshah, the Gemara explains, and Beloi Hektish, Bechalelu, and also Hektish can also not be redeemed with these items. And regarding Bechar, if we're comparing Hekdash to that, Bechar, we learn that from a Klal Prad Klal. So we should explain by Hekdash, it's also learned from a Klal Prad Klal, and that's the understanding of where our Gemara gets from, that by Hekdash, one cannot do with Karka. But this ends up with a question. Me, Tim, it's a wonder that might be a bit paragraph. There was a question about Matsya Devna Dalmanal Chaimish regarding the fifth, that, oh, okay, we know the Karen cannot be, but the fifth, when you come and redeem it, Maush is Chalaka Bekarka, what's Allah, could you deconsecrate it? with land. But Vayikra Miyat, the primary meat that was just explained, B'chemish, it was said in the context of the Chemish, where it says, V'yosel chamishiz kesem ha'ergecha, where it says the klal and the prat over there and the klal. So what was the question of the Gemara over there? Pretty obvious that you cannot be mechal also the Chemish on the karka.